Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And trust me, I get it. Sometimes life throws punches that leave you feeling like you're caught in a whirlwind of anxiety. Ever felt that heart-racing, stomach-dropping feeling that seems to come out of nowhere? You know that feeling when the world around you feels too loud, too bright, and your thoughts are racing a marathon? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to rule your life. Today on the Dopamine Fast, we're diving headfirst into anxiety and panic attacks. I'm not talking about the occasional stress that comes with deadlines or family gatherings, though, hey, those can be tough too. We're talking about those overwhelming feelings that seem to take over, leaving you feeling powerless and trapped. But here's the good news. You have the power to break free from this cycle. So, how do we overcome these anxiety monsters? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways that might just be your secret weapons. First, breathe. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, when anxiety hits, our breath becomes shallow and erratic. It's like our bodies are stuck in fight-or-flight mode, even if there's no actual tiger chasing us. Try practicing deep, controlled breathing exercises. Inhale slowly through your nose, feeling your belly expand. Exhale slowly through your mouth, releasing all that tension. This simple act can calm your nervous system and help you regain control. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. You know, the ones that whisper doubts in your ear? What if I fail? I'm not good enough. This is all going to go wrong. Anxiety thrives on these negative narratives. So, learn to recognize them and gently challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is there real evidence to support this thought? What's the worst that could realistically happen? And how can I reframe this situation in a more positive light? Third, move your body. Exercise is like a magic potion for anxiety. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that help combat stress and improve your mood. You don't need to run a marathon. Even a short walk can make a difference. Find activities you enjoy, whether it's dancing, yoga, swimming, or just taking a brisk stroll in nature. Fourth, prioritize self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. Make time for things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, spend time with loved ones, engage in hobbies you enjoy, and practice mindfulness or meditation. Taking care of yourself creates a foundation of resilience that can help you weather any storm. And lastly, don't be afraid to seek professional help. If anxiety is significantly impacting your life, there's no shame in reaching out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide personalized support, teach you coping mechanisms, and guide you on your journey to recovery. Think about it. You wouldn't hesitate to see a doctor if you had a broken leg, right? Anxiety is just as real and deserves the same level of attention and care. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's a busy Monday morning, your alarm clock screeches at 6 a.m., and suddenly your heart starts racing. Your palms feel sweaty, you can't seem to catch your breath, and a wave of panic washes over you. You're already late for work, your mind is racing with deadlines, and you feel like you're on the verge of a meltdown. Sound familiar? This is where anxiety can really take hold. But what if, instead of letting those feelings spiral out of control, you took a deep breath, remembered your coping mechanisms, and calmly started your day? Maybe you put on some calming music while you get ready, practiced a few mindfulness exercises, or went for a quick walk to clear your head. By taking these small steps, you can shift your mindset from panic to empowerment. Remember, overcoming anxiety is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and self-compassion. But with the right tools and support, you can conquer those anxieties and live a fuller, more vibrant life. So, what's one thing you're going to do today to prioritize your mental well-being? share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Fast, your daily dose of motivation and inspiration for living a more intentional life. Until next time, keep pushing forward and remember, you are stronger than you think.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.